Shalom to all. Today's office bomb of Tayyidaf Samach Dalar. We are starting Samach Gimel Amud Bey is about six lines up from the bottom with the words of Amr of Nachman. And today's office sponsor, Lilu Nishmas, Mars Mirim Sar Basar Yaakov Moshe, Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. And Lilu Nishmas, Mars Rivka Basar Meir Zev, Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. So we conclude yesterday's Gemara with two members from Rav Nachman, both regarding Ribbis. And here we have a third of Amr of Nachman. Rav Nachman says, Haiman de Oizav Pshiti Ben Chavre, a fellow who borrowed coins from his friend, Vashkhu Bey Tufaina, and he found when he actually counted them that he received more than he had asked for. So Shadas Toya, if we're able to say that the guy who lent him the coins made a real mistake, so he has to return those extra coins because there's a real mistake made. However, if there's no reason to say that a mistake was made, that means that the one who gave him the coins was giving him a gift and he slipped in a few extra coins. What's the situation that we're able to say that he made a real mistake and accidentally gave him extra coins and the fellow borrowed them is not allowed to keep them, he has to return them. He answers, as referring to tens and fives, meaning we're talking about a place where coins are counted out either in tens or fives. For example, they count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, 20, 1, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, 30, so on and so forth. And there was a mistake of 10 coins. Instead of receiving 30, he received 40, for example. Or if they count out in fives, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 3, so on and so forth. If a mistake is found in five coins, so you assume the lender, when he was counting out the coins, made a mistake in the number. Instead of saying 20, he said 30, or instead of saying 5, he said 10, something like that. So then those coins would have to be returned. However, if there was a mistake in only two or three coins, or seven or eight coins, so obviously that was calculated, and the lender just wanted to slip it in as a gift to the borrower. However, Amalei Rav Chabrit Rav Lervashi asks the following question, V'yinish Tkivahu, if this person is very strong, he's very makbid, Deloyav Matana, he's not the type that he's going to give a gift, Maya, what are we able to say over there? Why is it that if there's a mistake in two or three coins, or seven or eight coins, that the borrower is allowed to keep them? There's no way the fellow was giving him a gift. So Amalei told him, Dilman Migzal Gazlei, perhaps once upon a time, the lender had stolen from the borrower, V'yavolei B'chashbin, and now he's trying to swallow it up into the cheshbin, meaning he's trying to slip these coins back in as payment for that original gzela. The Tanya have a brass that teaches us this. If a person stole from his friend and he swallowed that money up, he absorbed it into a different cheshbin that he had with him, yatsa, he's yaitzi returning that gzela. However, we have another question. Let's say the lender came me'alma, he just showed up to town, and that means he never had any sort of business dealings or transaction or give and take with the borrower, my, so what do we say over there? You can't possibly say that the lender had originally stolen from the borrower and now he's trying to slip that money back in. So he answered, maybe somebody else stole from the borrower and told the lender, when this fellow borrows coins from you, I want you to slip this money into the cheshbin. That's why even in this situation, the borrower is allowed to keep these extra coins. Now we continue talking about cases of psika al peiros. This also reflects back to Rav Nachman's first din, which is called agar natar. A person is going to gain monetarily by waiting for his payment, so that's considered ribbis. So Rav Kahner says, I was sitting at the end of the shear of Rav, meaning I came in all the way at the end of the shear, v'shamis, and I heard the ka'amar that Rav was saying, kari kari, he was talking about gourds, lay down on my ka'amar, and I didn't know what he was saying. I knew he was saying some sort of halach about gourds, but I didn't know what he was talking about. And bustled come Rav, after Rav got up, he finished the shear, amri lahu, I asked the talmidim, my kari kari, the ka'amar Rav. What was Rav talking about when he was saying gourds? So amri, they told me, hach ka'amar Rav, this is what Rav was saying, I'm adiyav zuzla gina, a kari, this fellow who paid a gina, a gardener, for his gourds, v'ka'azli asar kari b'nei zarta, and the standard pricing is 10 gourds that are the size of b'nei zarta. They're half a amma big, and they cost a certain amount, and that's how much the buyer paid. V'amar le, but the gardener told him, Yehivnul cha b'nei garmida, I'll give you gourds that are much bigger. They're b'nei garmida. They're the size of an amma. They're double the size than what you're paying for right now, if you allow me to give them to you later on. And it's a classic case of psika al peiros. And the Talmidim told Rav Kahana that Rav said, Isnehu shari, if the gardener had those gourds right now, he had that size gourd, so then this permitted, lesnu, but if he doesn't have them, usr, then it's usr. So we ask pshita, that's obvious. What's the chiddush over here? This is a classic case of psika al peiros, that if the seller has the product in stock, it's okay, but if he doesn't have it in stock, it's not okay. What's the chiddush over here? And the answer is, malatim, you might have thought, kimi de mail karabu, since these small gourds that he has are going to end up growing on their own, that's when mela, they're going to end up becoming big on their own, shopper dummy, this is okay, and it's as if he has these gourds, even though he doesn't currently have them, but they're going to grow to this size, kamashmalan, the chiddush is that it's not considered like he has these gourds. And come on, who's his dinner of Rav like? Kiatana is like the following Tano, the Tanya we have rest, it says, Ha'halach lachav is Ezov, someone who's going to milk his goats, vlogas is Rechelov, or to shear his female sheep, religious is Kavartai, or take the honey out of his beehives, Matsai Chaver, and then he bumps it to his friends, but Amalani tells him, Mash Ezai Chalvois, Machar Lacha, whatever milk my goats produce, that's sold to you for a certain price, Mash Rechelai Gozois, Machar Lacha, whatever my sheep's shear, meaning whatever wool comes off of them, that's sold to you at this particular price, and Mash Kavarti Roida, whatever honey comes out of my beehives, Machar Lacha, that's sold to you, Mutter, this is permitted, Avalm, Amalai, but if he tells him, Mash Ezai Chalvois, Kach Lakach, Machar Lacha, whatever milk comes out of my goats, this particular amount of milk, meaning he says a particular particular amount that he's selling, that's sold to you. Whatever wool comes off of my sheep, that's sold to you, and that's a specific amount. And also, whatever honey comes out of my hives, a particular amount, that's sold to you, usser. This is usser. And the reason why the second scenario is usser is because he's giving a lower price for a particular amount. And the reason why he's getting that lower price is because he's paying cash right now, and he's only going to receive the product later on, and that's an isser of amtanas mais. And we see this is usser, even though these things are going to come on their own. The goat is going to produce more milk, the sheep will end up producing more wool, and the hives will end up producing more honey. Still, it's usser. Why is that? Kim d'lasu by hishaita, since the seller doesn't have it right now, usser, it's usser. And it's the same thing as the gourds in Rav's case. Even though his small gourds that he currently has are going to end up growing into big ones, it doesn't make difference. He doesn't have big ones right now. However, Ikad Amri, here we have a different version. Amr Rav, Rav says, Kivin de Meil Karabu, since these gourds grow on their own, Shapir Dami, it is okay. And the gardener is allowed to accept money for the small gourds with a stipulation that he's going to give the guy big ones later on. Ask the Gemara, how could you say the Vatan, you have this price that we just quoted, Kach Lekach Usser, that if he sells him a particular amount of goat milk, wool, or honey for this specific price, which is lower than usual, it's usser. And that should be the same thing in the case of the gourds. And the answer is that no. Hasam lav mine karabu. Over there, when we're talking about the milk, wool, or honey, they're not going to grow on their own. Why is that? The shakli leila hai vasyachrina beduchte. Because what he's taking right now is being removed and something else is going to come in its place. In other words, he's milking his goats right now, and whatever milk he takes out is going to be taken out, and that's it. Yes, more milk is going to be produced later on, but that's considered like something brand new. It's not something that he has right now. Same with the wool and the honey. But hach over here, when we're talking about the gourds, mine karabu. It's grown from it itself. The chishakli leila hai loy asyachrina beduchte. If he cuts these gourds off the vine the way that they are right now in their small version, new ones are not going to grow. And therefore, in this version, it is okay for the gardener to receive money right now for the value of small ones with the stipulation that he's going to give the big ones later on because these small ones will eventually grow into big ones. So it is considered like he has it in stock. I'll continue with another case. Amar Abaye says, a person is allowed to tell his friend, take 4 zuz for your barrel of wine. This is talking about where he points out a specific barrel of wine. And he says, here, take 4 zuz for that barrel of wine, and here's a stipulation. If it goes bad, if it spoils, that's in your shus, meaning that's your responsibility. Whereas iyakar izila, if it goes up in price or if it goes down in price, that's my responsibility, says the buyer. However, why is this okay? This is a case where it's karv l'schar and rachak l'hefsid. The buyer is closer to gaining and further away from losing. He's considered far from a loss because he takes no responsibility if the wine spoils. That means we look at this transaction not like a regular case of mecher, it's actually more similar to a loan, like the buyer is lending the payment for the wine to the seller. And since if it goes up in value, the buyer gains, that's amtanas mais. He's allowing the seller to keep his money for a significant amount of time. And not only that, on daf ayin, we're going to see that this fellow is called a rasha. So why is this okay? Amrle, he responded to him, kivin de makaba alei zula, since the buyer also accepts upon himself zula, that if it goes down in price, he's going to bear that responsibility as well, karv lezeu lezehu, that's considered that it's close to this and to that, meaning it's not a case of karv l'schar rachak l'hefsid, because yes, maybe he stands to gain if the wine goes up in value, but he also stands to lose if it goes down in value. And therefore, this case is viewed as a mecher and not as a loan. Moving on to the next Mishnah, hamavas chaveroi, someone who lends his friend money, so Reuven lent Shimon money, lo yadur b'chatzeir chinam, Shimon is not allowed to live in Reuven's chatzer for free without paying him rent. And furthermore, v'lo yisgar menu b'pachas, he's also not allowed to rent his chatzer from him for a lower price than the regular market value. Why is this? Because this is ribbis. Why is this ribbis? Well, because there's an extra gain. Because I lent you money, you're allowing me to live in your chatzer for free or for a reduced price, and that's an extra gain that I'm receiving on top of the money that you're going to pay me back. And so these situations are ribbis. And we continue talking about this. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef bar Menuhmi, Amar Rav Nachman, Af Misha Amru, even though the Chacham said, we had this about Bakama, Hadar B'chatzer Chaver Shalem Midaitai, that if a person lives in his friend's chatzer without his knowledge or without his consent, Ein Tzarich La'Halos Hischar, he does not have to pay him for living there. However, Halveyu V'Dar B'chatzeroi, if he lent him money and now he's living in his chatzer, Tzarich La'Halos Hischar, he has to pay him for living there. Ask the Gemara, Mike Mashmalon, what's the chiddush over here? What's Rav Nachman telling us? Tanina, this is Beferish Mishnah, the one we just read. Hamavas Chaveroi, someone who lends his friend money, Lo Yadar B'chatzeroi Chinam, he's not allowed to live in his chatzer for free, V'lo Yisgar Menu B'pachas, and he's not allowed to rent it for cheaper either, Mipnei Shu Ribbis, because it's Ribbis. So what's Rav Nachman telling us this for? We already know this from our Mishnah. And the answer is, Im Masnisin, if we just had our Mishnah, Havamin, I would say, Hanimili B'chatzer, the Kamila Agar, V'Gavar, the Avid Lameger. This is only talking about a chatzer, which usually usually is rented out and a person who usually pays rent. And therefore, if this fellow who usually pays rent is living in a chatzer, which is usually rented out, free of charge or for cheaper, so then there's a real gain over here. Aval chatzer deloy kamer la'agra v'gavra deloy avid lemeger, but a chatzer which is not usually rented out, as it's usually left empty, or if people use it, they use it for free. And the fellow, our lender over here, who's currently using it, is not a person who pays rent. He already has his own apartment or house to live in. He doesn't need to pay rent for a different place. So Ema, I might say in this situation, loy, that there's no issue, because it's not considered like the lender is gaining, because again, he wouldn't be paying money for something like this anyway. And it's not considered like the borrower is losing, because he wouldn't be charging rent for this chatzer anyway. So you might say there's no ribbis issues. Kamash Mala, and that's where Rav Nachman's coming along to teach us that even in this situation, it's a problem. Now, Ikad Armi, some say that this was the Memra. Amar Rav Yisrael Ben Yumi, Amar Rav Nachman, Afal Pisha Amar Hadar B'Chatzer Chavir Yisrael Mi Daitoy, Inu Tzarech La'al Seschar, even though Chum said that if a person lives in his friend's chatzer without his das, he does not have to pay him for that. However, if Reuven told Shimon, Halveni, lend me money, V'Dar B'Chatzeri, and I'm going to allow you to live in my chatzer. So in this case, Tzarech La'al Seschar, he does have to pay him. Now pay attention, we have two different versions. The first version was, if he happened to have lent him money, and afterwards he decides to live in his chatzer, he would have to pay him. The second version is he said, please lend me money, and I will let you live in my chatzer. So now we analyze, Man Damar Halveyu, according to the first Man D'Amar, first lent him the money, and then he decided to live in his chatzer, and in that situation, he would have to pay rent, while Kol Shekein Halveyni, for sure that first Man D'Amar would agree to the second Man D'Amar, that if this was pre-arranged, if the Loiv had told the Malve, please lend me money, and I'll let you live in my chatzer, of course he would have to pay him. However, Man D'Amar Halveyni, according to the second Man D'Amar, that the lender only has to pay for rent, if this was originally agreed upon, because again, the borrower said, lend me money, and I'll let you live in my chatzer, Aval Halveyhu, but if this was only after the fact, he lent him the money, and afterwards he decided to live in the chatzer, loy, he would not have to pay him rent, according to the second man to Amar. My time away is that, because kimi demekar lavadai dehachi oisvei, since originally when he lent him the money, it wasn't based off of the understanding that he was going to live in his chatzer, less lambas, there's no issue, it doesn't look like ribbis over here. The fact that the lender is living in the borrower's chatzer doesn't have anything to do with the loan, because it only came up after the fact that he's going to live in his chatzer, and therefore, according to the second man to Amar, in this situation, the lender would not have to pay rent. And now we have another situation. Rav Yosef Bar Chama Takev Avdei De Inchi De Masik Bu Zuze. Rav Yosef Bar Chama would grab the avadim of people who owed him money, va'avid bu avita, and he would work with these avadim. Normally, Rav Rei, so Rav, his son, asked him, my time avid mar hachi, why is it that you, mar, master, meaning why is it that you, father, do this? Isn't it ribbis? You're using their avadim, and they're going to eventually pay you back the entire amount of money that they owe you anyway, and so you're gaining extra the use of this avid. Amalei, so he told him, I know Rav Nachman's really, I hold like Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, Avdei Nohem Kresai Lo Shavi, that an Eved is not even worth the bread that goes into his stomach. In other words, Avadim are not worth the investment. You buy an Eved and he's not gaining you any money. He really ends up just costing you money. And therefore, I'm actually helping out the owner because I'm only taking these Avadim when they don't have work to do for their owners. And I'm taking the Eved and I'm feeding him. I'm giving him bread and the owner doesn't have to do that. So it's not considered like I'm gaining extra. However, Amalei, Rav continued asking him, Rav Nachman, maybe Rav Nachman only said this, Kigoyin Dari Avdei. Perhaps he was talking about Dari, who was his Eved, the Merakid Bekuvi. He's such a good for nothing. He dances in bars and pubs in order to get alcohol and drinks and lechayims. But Avdei Achrinim Yomar, did he say this in regards to other Avadim? Maybe other Avadim are worth their money. So you can't just take somebody else's Eved. So Amalei Rav Yisrael Chama continued telling his son, Ana ki hadar Rav Daniel bar Rav Katina amar Rav Svirili. I hold like this member that Rav Daniel bar Rav Katina said in the name Rav. Damar, he said as follows, Hatak of Avdei Shel Chaveray, if a person grabs his friend's Eved, va'asa by Malacha, and he did Malacha with him, Pater, he's Pater from paying for him. Samachem went off on top. Why is that? Dini Chalei Deloy Nisri Avdei, because it's good for the owner that his Eved doesn't become lazy. Obviously, again, we're talking about where he's taking the Eved when he's not doing work for his owner, and the owner's happy that somebody took the Eved and did work with him, because if not, the Eved would just be sitting around twiddling his thumbs, becoming a lazy good for nothing. So he's happy that the Eved's working. And so once again, Rav Yisrael Chama is telling his son, I'm not gaining over here any extra. It's not considered ribbis. I'm actually helping out the owner. So Amalei, his son continued telling him, Hanimili Hechloi Masik Bezuzi. That's only if the owner of the Eved doesn't owe you money. But Mar, you, master, father, Kivin the Masik Bezuzi, since the owner of this Eved owes you money, Mechsi Kiribis, it's not full-fledged ribis, but it looks like ribis. Because again, as we had said previously, to an outsider, an onlooker, all he sees is that this person owes you money, you're using his Eved, and then he's going to end up paying you all of the money that he owes you. So it looks like ribis. And how do we know this? Amar Yisrael Rav Yumi, Amar Rav Nachman, Alf Bish Amar, even though they said, Hadar B'chatzer Chaver, Shalai Midaitoi, someone who lives in his friend's chatzer, Shalai Midas, and it's Arch Lahas Leschar, he doesn't have to pay him for it. However, Helveyu Vadar B'chatzeroi, if he lent him money and he lived in his chatzer, Tzarech Lahas Leschar, he does have to pay him. Because if not, it looks like ribis. So Amar Lei, he told his son, Hadri B, I'm Chaiser, I retract, and I will not do this in the future. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with more ribis cases. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.